Here's your morning market review on Big Country. I'm Casey Shepard. June live cattle closed up $1.25 today at $209.65. August up 60 cents at $204.65. October up 27 cents at $202.22. May feeders up 65 cents at $293.22. August down 57 cents at $294.45. September down 95 cents at $292.85. Kansas City hard red winter wheat for May up 1 3/4 at $5.16 even. July's down 2 at $5.27 1/2. Chicago wheat forward May is up 2 1/4 at $5.15 1/4. July up 1/4 at $5.31. May corn's down 3 at $4.64 1/4. July down 3 1/4 at $4.72 1/4. July soybeans up 5 3/4 at $10.50 1/4. August is up 6 at $10.44 1/4. July cotton down 29 points at $65.73. December's down 27 points at $67.52. And crude oil for June up 47 cents at $58.68.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmash with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about this concept of consumers and their attitudes toward protein.
Absolutely. Well, Ron, we know that 88% of consumers sometimes or always consider food as high in protein when choosing a meal. We are also thrilled that a majority of consumers rank beef above other proteins when considering which is a great source of protein. In 2024, 20% of consumers who were following a diet opted for a high-protein version. Our Beef Checkoff funds human nutrition research to provide science-backed data that demonstrates beef's role in a healthy lifestyle for infants, toddlers, adolescents, and adults. Human Nutrition Insights, featured on the Checkoff-funded Beef Research website, highlight beef's protein content and 9 other essential nutrients it provides in informational resources for families of all ages. Additionally, this research supports Checkoff-funded efforts to push beef's nutritional benefits.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about what's going on with the Beef Checkoff by going to drivingdemandforbeef.com.
That's your morning market review. I'm Casey Shepard on Big Country.